Let's see. What do we got? 11, 10 of 10:03. We're going to go ahead and call it to order. The guests we have today are Chandler Baggett from Thomas Howard Ferguson and Christy Wicker via Zoom. I don't know that we have anybody else as a guest at the meeting. We don't have to do approval by electronic means, correct, Peggy, since nobody's
No.
actually voting. Have there been any modifications to the agenda?
No.
Any public comment?
We did not receive any.
Do I have enough people here to approve the November 5th? I think I
You
do.
do.
Yeah, hopefully everybody took a look at the minutes briefly from our November 5th, 2025 meeting of the audit committee meetings. And can we get a motion to approve?
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Fantastic. I will turn it over to Chandler to take us to the audit.
I sit on a supervisory committee of like three people, and so every time we like approve stuff, it's just like very cyclical. Alrighty, well, I've got the draft report, the audit that y'all it was included in your packet, passed out to y'all to the draft report to the Charter of Governance. No changes since last year on this letter. It just reports that we didn't have any issues with the audit. Management helped us with all of our requests. No uncorrected misstatements. No new accounting standards or policies that had to be implemented. If anything, it was more simplification of the financials and the audit. Talks about estimates. Depreciable lives of assets is always going to be an estimate, as well as the net pension liability that's determined by the state actuary. Yeah, as I said, no disagreements with management. We didn't have to consult some specialist on anything. No issues with independence there. So, no internal control matters. So everything was very clean and very good. And then the last page of that just shows the two adjustments that were made during the audit. So one just related to the pension. We don't get that until later on in January. And then the first one was we ended up capitalizing one of the items from, I think it was done during the tornado repairs.
It was done recently. The damage occurred during the tornado. The repairs got completed last fiscal year. The reimbursement was received this fiscal year. And you capitalized it into an asset that we have subsequently transferred to our
Yeah, so
pension
it's
because
not
the
even
fund has
here.
been
But
transferred. Right. So it was
it was,
added and corrected
yeah.
anyway.
So yeah, moving on to the draft. I guess Michael mentioned this has gone through QC, so it's going to have a couple minor changes. Even though y'all's balance sheets got more simple, it's still 42 pages long. I think maybe some of the lease stuff got taken out. So that might have whittled it down a little bit, but yeah, that pension makes it pretty lengthy.
It's basically a pension report with some information about the authority
Innovation.
attached. Yeah.
Yeah. but it's unmodified opinion. So not that's the cleanest opinion you can have on an audit report, as y'all have always gotten, except maybe way back when Allison had her issue. I don't know about that year. I will say one change that's going to be on the report is I'm taking out that supplementary information paragraph. It's only stays in there when you've got a single audit, and this year, because the expenditures from the TCC or sorry TSC grant were below the threshold, we didn't have to do a single audit, so I can take that out. Hopefully that doesn't change the page numbers. No, it's going to everything's going to bump up.
The admitted box there.
Yeah, just
Yes,
a
I
blank.
did that the other day.
You
I was
might
like,
see a big blank space.
The signature
No one's
not
gonna
being
see it.
admitted. It's like you can't put a big
Yeah.
potentially admitted box.
Yeah. The next section is required part of governmental financials, which is the MD&A. I am sent me an updated version of it this morning, so I'll put in those updates. But it's just a good overview of operations over the year and kind of comparison to last year in a summary format. The balance sheet's going to kind of give you, or sorry, statement of position. I work in too many for-profit audits. Is going to give you a more detailed breakdown of everything in by entity. So, you'll see a lot of things went down, cash is down, spent money on new furniture for this building and equipment and such. Your restricted net assets are related to what's left to spend
TSC money.
of the TSC money, or what hasn't been capitalized to fixed assets of that. I think really one of the only things that went up was like prepaid insurance. And that's, I think, this building, the way it the cycle
Yeah, and
works
it's
on
a
the
normalized
insurance.
number.
Yes, and insurance keeps increasing. And on the statement of changes of net position, I mean, similar trend here. Lease income's down for a year without all the buildings that were transferred to FSU and FAMU. Common area fees were the one thing that did go up just because now we're paying common area management fees. Everything else has kind of gone down a little bit since last year. Depreciation's up just because this building had a full year of depreciation on it in 2025. Any questions on any of the base of the statements, the net position or changes? I think there won't be any major changes to these between this draft and the next one. And I can walk through the cash flow in excruciating detail if you'll
Yeah, that's for these guys.
And the note disclosures themselves, no major changes since prior year. We did go through and get anything referencing the NFIL change to Ignite. And a lot of it, I would say, is you can skip past pension unless y'all want me to read that word for word. I wish I was an actuary so I could really, really get into the details with y'all. But if you go skip to probably page whenever it ends, 28, 29, starting really at like note four on commitments and contingencies, and then really going into note five, which talks about all the operating leases. The reason those stayed and probably seem lengthy is just because we're presenting both years on the face. So anything
That's
related
why
to
the narrative
24.
stays, right?
So that's why the narrative stays. Next year, it would, in theory, drop off. So you have to kind of have a 2 year cycle to get rid of some of those prior year notes. I'd say the only changes in the next version of the draft will be in that note four. We'll add some of Michael's subsequent events related to the out parcel being sold to FSU and some of the information on the ground lease and the pond being transferred. So that'll be added in there. Yeah, operating leases pretty much stayed the same, just kept them in there. Capital assets, not many huge transfers or deletions this year. And then that. There's that risk management note, which is why we don't really need to include any of the subsequent stuff with insurance or anything like that. So that just discloses that there's a risk of loss and that there's proper insurance coverage. And yeah, what's in the back is the required supplementary information, which is RSI schedules, which is also related to the pension. So there's a couple of those in there that present the preceding 10 years. And then you've got the required report for any governmental audits. You've got the internal control report. No changes to those since last year. Then you've got a report on compliance with investment policy, which was, it's technically an examination engagement kind of carved into this engagement. I also have that engagement letter that I will send to y'all with. I don't, there's no like additional fee. It's just a formality because of this. But also, I'll send everything that needs to be signed with the management letter and everything safe send. And then the last thing in here is the management letter. I've got a couple changes to the back of that. It just talks about stuff like how much total salaries were this year, I think total number of employees as of the end of the year were three, not four.
Two and a half, yeah.
Two and a half. Okay. And then I'm going to take out, usually the Auditor General requires you to disclose major construction projects. And since there were none last year, that'll get taken out. And I'm sure the Auditor General will come back to us in 4 months and say we missed something, even though they hadn't published any report. But we try. We have an ex Auditor General employee now as a manager. So I try and like run everything through her before I get any GASB stuff out because she's our expert. But yeah, that's the report. And I'll be able to get changes and everything processed this afternoon and get
Be
ready to
good.
draft and then send out some letters for some for them.
Any questions for
Yeah.
Chandler, guys? From here, what I'm going to propose, ask you guys to make a motion, is to allow us to advance the draft with the changes that she's going to get to me and I'm going to review on subsequent events and all the updates they've made to the board for approval once that's done, after Dave and I have a chance to review it. That way, we don't have to come back to an audit committee. So you're going to be pending Dave and I's review. It still goes to the board for a full review and approval before the audit will be ultimately issued. And if that's okay, if one of you guys would make something similar to what I just babbled out, would be great. And then we'll get the other one of you to second it.
We propose to move forward the audit with the changes discussed in this meeting for management review to go and management review and edits to go to the full board without coming back to the audit committee. Is that sufficient
Perfect.
enough?
Perfect. Good. All in favor? Fantastic.
We took notes.
I should have actually had a more
Actually, have something
succinct.
scripted out.
I know. It would have been nice to have a little succinct expression of what I'm saying. But
As long as you keep yelling at me, I'm all right.
that's all we got. Unless anybody's got any new business of any sort.
Unless you want to give the news about Dave.
Oh yeah. I will share with you guys. We'll do this again. Dave Ramsey has decided to resign from the board effective March 31st. He wants to continue to attend meetings. His wife's health has just continued to consume so much of his time. And every time they go out of town, he pointed out, they get to go to a new hospital, it seems. And something has been going sideways nonstop. And so he just doesn't want to be on the hook to have to be here. But I think he's still going to come whenever he can. Yes. We're trying to figure out right now who's going to take over in a treasury capacity, because that's one of the required positions that, of course, he's done them all. And anyway, Tom will say something today at the meeting, and Dave will apologize in some way, which I tried to assure him that he's the last guy that needs to apologize. He's kind of punched his ticket on this thing. So anyway, that was the only other new business I had for you guys. Anybody else? Making a motion to adjourn?
Some
Okay. Good. We're done. Thank you, guys. I'm